Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 17th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. If you've been waiting eagerly for Photoshop for iPad to launch, the launch is reportedly getting very close, but you might have to sacrifice some features at first. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Photoshop for iPad should launch very soon. The app was originally announced back in October of 2018, and it was demonstrated at Apple's special event. Since then, however, both Apple and Adobe have gone quiet on when to expect the app to be released. Bloomberg says that it spoke to users who are running the Photoshop for iPad beta to find out more about the progress of the application's development. Those users told Bloomberg that in its current form, the app is quite incomplete compared to what Adobe originally promised. Key features of Photoshop, such as filters, the pen tool, custom paintbrush libraries, raw editing, and more, are said to be missing from the beta version of Photoshop for iPad. And while it's certainly possible that Photoshop for iPad might gain some of these features when it officially launches, Adobe has confirmed that the app will be released without some important features. The company says that these features will be added later with separate updates, but it did not confirm which would be affected by the delay. Adobe promised that Photoshop for iPad would be the real Photoshop and include nearly every feature from their desktop version. While it's still possible that that might happen in the long run, it seemingly won't be the case at launch. In other news, analyst Dan Ives at Wedbush is out today with a new investor note in which he remains optimistic about the iPhone 11 so far and lays out what to expect from the iPhone lineup in 2020. Overall, Wedbush believes that Apple can sell around 185 million iPhones during the upcoming fiscal year. The firm believes that iPhone 11 demand is much better than expected in China, while iPhone 11 Pro demand is higher than expectations in the United States. Looking ahead, Wedbush says that Apple will release four new flagship iPhone models in 2020. Each of these models will come with support for 5G, as well as a rear 3D sensing camera system, and motion control. Specifics about these features, such as what exactly motion control is, are unclear at this point, but as time progresses, we should learn more from other supply chain sources and analysts. Apple reports quarterly earnings on October 30th, which will give us a first official glimpse at new iPhone sales, as the reported quarter includes 2 weeks of iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro availability. The important quarter for Apple, however, is the holiday quarter, which consists of October, November, and December. Those earnings will be reported sometime in January. Last year, Apple missed guidance because of weaker demand for the iPhone XS and iPhone XR in China. Based on initial reception to the iPhone 11, it seems like Apple device sales for the 2019 holiday quarter should be much stronger. While Apple no longer reports unit sales for the iPhone, expect analysts to use the data that Apple does provide, such as average selling price, to try and decipher just how many iPhones Apple sold. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels app supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast-forward support for live TV. There's also full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch TV while you're away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. Apple has offered its first official look at iOS 13 and iPadOS 13 adoption so far through statistics posted to its developer webpage. According to Apple, 55% of iPhones introduced in the last 4 years are running iOS 13, while 38% are running iOS 12. If you expand that data to include all iPhones, 50% are running iOS 13, while 41% are running iOS 12. In comparison to iOS 12 adoption at the same time last year, adoption of iOS 13 among the entire user base is identical at 50%. In terms of devices introduced in the last 4 years, iOS 13 is slightly ahead at 55% compared to 53% last year. But something to consider when comparing that year-over-year data is that the iOS 12 install base included iPads, whereas the iOS 13 install base does not. This is because Apple split the iPhone and iPad into iOS and iPadOS this year. Speaking of iPadOS, Apple is also offering specific information about iPadOS adoption so far. Note that these numbers are likely slightly lower because iPadOS 13 was released almost a week later than iOS 13. Apple says that 41% of all iPads introduced in the last 4 years are running iPadOS 13, while 51% are running iOS 12, and 13% are running an earlier release of iOS. Again, if you expand that data to include the entire fleet of iPads, the number drops slightly. 33% of all iPads are running iPadOS, followed by 51% on iOS 12 and 16% on earlier releases. Apple's usage data is based off visits to the App Store as of October 15th. The company introduced the 4 years time metric last year, presumably as a way to avoid having devices that can't update to the latest version of iOS dragging down the adoption percentages. As we've detailed many times, the release cycle for iOS 13 and iPadOS has been quite different than iOS 12. iOS 13 has been criticized as being buggier than past iOS releases, and Apple has already pushed several bug fix updates to help resolve those problems. iOS 13.2 is currently in beta testing, and since it includes new emoji characters, expect it to push iOS 13 adoption even higher. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.